Welcome, everyone. I'm Lisa Cherney, and I'm the founder of Conscious Marketing. And this is the Meet the Expert teleclass, and it's a free benefit of the Conscious Marketing community. Now, the core belief of this community is that when you find your authentic marketing voice and channel that into your marketing, you stand out and you attract your ideal clients. Now, your ideal clients are the ones that are a joy to work with, you know, the ones that kind of remind you why you're doing what you're doing. And our products and our services and our workshops and our free teleclasses provide the resources you need to ensure that that voice comes through and inspires those potential clients to say, I need that. You also get a monthly newsletter that contains low-cost and no-cost marketing strategies, tips and tools and exercises that ensure you continue to build this business full of passion and profit. And all of our teleclass guest experts share this mindset. So today's topic is write and publish your book now. And our special guest is Lee Powell. Do I hear you giggling on the line, Lee?
Yes, I am on the line.
Okay, great. And so Lee is a longtime friend and publishing expert. And before I formally introduce Lee, I'm going to answer the very popular question that I get all the time is, why in the world do you offer these free teleseminars? So, like many of you, I escaped from corporate America about 10 years ago after being laid off. Except for me, it took being laid off 3 times in 2 years to really push me into, you know, taking that leap of faith. And having been in corporate marketing for 15 years and with advertising agencies, working with brands like AT&T and Lipton and Nissan, I thought I really had it made when it came to marketing my own business. I thought, no problem. However, as many of you, as I know many of you know, because you share with me sort of on the down low, that marketing ourselves can be very challenging, even if we have that marketing and sales experience. So I soon found myself struggling. I needed a lot of support, and so that's why every month I bring in these top experts to cover these important topics. You know, selfishly for me, I always learn so much, and there's always more to learn. But back then, before I knew it, I was rewriting the marketing book that I had learned from, and, you know, I was creating this thing called the Conscious Marketing 8-Step System. First, it was just to help me figure out how to translate my personal passion into my marketing, because I didn't learn the personal side of marketing when I was in corporate and, you know, with those agencies. And second of all, I needed to know how to laser in on my ideal clients, because I was wasting a ton of time and a ton of money marketing, and I wasn't attracting the right clients. And I'm sure everyone can relate to this. Or, right, Lee?
That's for sure. I can relate to that.
You know, and the client, these are the clients, I wanted the clients that kind of reminded me why I took that leap of faith in the first place, not the ones that reminded me of my old bosses, and I was attracting a lot of those. So, you know, the Conscious Marketing System is now our core program, and it helps people find those perfect words for your website, your brochure, your sales letter, your business cards, your flyers, and even for your introduction at networking events, which we know we spend a lot of time with on those networking events, and we need to make the most of them. So those of you that get my e-zine know that I'm all about facing fear in 2009, and I'm taking some more risks to grow my business. I've taken, you know, lots of risks over the years, but, you know, you kind of get in that place where you realize, okay, it's time for me to take the next big leap. So the first thing I did was invest in some high-priced coaching that really woke me up to the impact of the programs that I offer and how I really needed to reach more people. So you guys are the first to hear some very exciting news about a new program that I'm launching, and it's called, get ready for this, Stand Out and Be Juicy, Magnetize Your Marketing to Attract Your Ideal Clients. Now, the basis for the program is the Conscious Marketing 8-Step System, and this, you know, that's a system that allows you to create the content for all of your marketing, any content you ever need for all your marketing, not just any words, you know, but those perfect, juicy words that roll off your tongue and attract those ideal clients. But the system only used to be available through, we used to do a one-day workshop here in Southern California that I would do just a few times a year to a small group because it was pretty intensive and I got to really be one-on-one with people. And I would work one-on-one with people that you, and usually required a several thousand dollar investment. But after realizing and really owning the impact of this system for business owners, I mean, and how much it helps them to just be able to have that voice and touch the lives they want to, I decided to transform it into a 7-week small group teleseries, and that's the Stand Out and Be Juicy program. And this is really good news for our European listeners on the line, because now anybody all, you know, anywhere in the world can work with me on this program. And we'll also be adding the value of private sessions with me, and for the first time, extending the process all the way through to helping you begin to update or create your materials, which I'm so excited about. So those of you that are on the line, there's a lot of you on the line that are past clients, have taken the workshop, and then have gone on to work with me, you know, when it comes to updating your materials. So now the program is going to be all in one. The formal announcement will come out next month, but if you want to get started right now, send me an email. This is what I'm going to do. The first 5 requests I receive, you'll get a free 20-minute laser marketing strategy session. That's and I'm going to say that again. This is the first 5 emails that I get, people that really want to get started right now. You'll get a free 20-minute laser marketing strategy session. And my email is lisa@consciousmarketing.com, lisa@consciousmarketing.com. So every month as part of the Conscious Marketing Community, I'll be interviewing my advisors, colleagues, and experts that cross my path for our free Meet the Expert teleseminars. The next month's teleseminar is Thursday, February 12th at noon Pacific time, and the topic is Get Noticed, How to Get Referrals and Build Your Client Base by Making a Name for Yourself. And my special guest is Jill Lublin, who is the author of Guerrilla Publicity, and she is fabulous. So mark your date for that, Thursday, February 12th. And everyone on the call will get an email reminder about next month's call and a copy of the Conscious Marketing Monthly e-zine so you can stay posted on the upcoming guests and where I'm speaking. And in fact, if you happen to be in Southern California, I'm speaking at a cool thing called the Leadership Success Summit. That's in Corona this weekend. And if you want information about that, you can go to, here's another website, so you'll need pen and paper for this. It's upsidethinking.com/Lisa Cherney. So that's upsidethinking, all one word, .com/Lisa Cherney. And 7 other women speakers from all over the world. It's going to be really cool. So let's kick this wonderful thing off. I'm so excited, Lee. We have just about 100 people signed up for today's call. And they really are from all over the world. Norway and Spain and Canada. This is just the coolest freaking thing.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm so excited. So I want to congratulate you all for making the time to be on this call. If I had to pick one thing that has grown my business the most, it would be the teleseminars, workshops, and conferences and coaches that I've invested in. That's another reason why I offer these free calls. I promise you, you're going to hear information today that will change the way you do business. It will shift your perspective, and it will provide you tools you can use immediately. That's one of the requirements for my speakers. And so get a pen and paper to take notes. Also, you want to stay on the call in the end because I always ask our guests to provide you with access to free tools and other special offers. So let's jump in today. Our guest, Lee Pound, and our topic, Write and Publish Your Book Now. I'm going to do a little formal introduction for Lee, even though Lee and I have been working together for many years now. We kind of grew up in our businesses together, which is really always fun just to see your friends have success. And really, you know, find their niche and become an expert, which Lee has with publishing. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are talking about writing books out there. You know, I saw recently a Write Your Book in a Weekend thing. And, you know, I mean, that's all well and good if you want to have a little something kind of as a giveaway. But Lee takes the writing and publishing thing a bit more serious, and he's really focused on quality. And he works with business owners to help them write their books. He is an author of 7 books himself, including 57 Steps to Better Writing and Coaching for the New Century, and he's editor and co-author of a new book called Adapt, How to Survive and Thrive in a Changing World of Work. I love that. Now, he's also the owner of Solutions Press, which is a publishing company, and they focus on books on leadership and sales and business practices. And he's the co-producer of the popular Speak Your Way to Wealth seminars, which they're in their 4th year, Lee, is that right?
That's right, our 4th year coming up.
Which is so cool. And I'm very excited to announce that he and his partner, RV, have added a new program, a new conference called Market Your Way to Wealth. And guess who is speaking? Me. I'm very, very excited. So that's in May. That's, what's the date? May 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
Right, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
So just make a note of that, too, on your calendar. And so that's Lee Pound. I'm super excited. And Lee, would it be okay if we just jump in?
Absolutely. Let's just get going.
Okay, so tell me, how did you ever get into the whole writing and publishing thing?
Well, actually, it goes back years and years and years. Now, that kind of dates me a little bit, but I actually started writing and editing and publishing right out of college because I went into the newspaper business and became a newspaper editor. And I edited, I wrote stories, I laid out pages, took pictures. I thought I was really good at writing and editing, because I was pro at it. I was doing it every day. But somewhere along about 20 years ago, I decided that I also wanted to write some fiction. I wanted to write a different kind of material. And got this great idea. It was a really fun idea. So I wrote and wrote and wrote. I actually came home every night and wrote for about 3 hours. And 6 weeks later, I had a 600-page novel.
Wow.
I thought, this was great. You know how you are when you finish something like that. You think, wow,
yes,
this is really good. This is going to hit the publishers and bestseller and all of that. So I handed it to a friend of mine to read. And 2 weeks later...
Not a good sign.
Not a good sign. She came back and she said, handed it back and said, Lee, you know what? I think you should take a course or two on writing fiction. Well, you can imagine what this did. It kind of took the wind out of the sails. And
yes.
I sat there and I thought, now wait a minute, what do I do now? I could give this whole thing up and just keep doing my newspapers, or I could learn how to do it. And I went out to writers' conferences and found people who taught writing, and I found classes and courses and writers' groups and all sorts of things, where I learned a lot. I learned this and I learned that. I learned a few things on the side. I kept rewriting this novel and rewriting this novel. I'd print out the copies and put them in boxes, and 10 boxes later.
Wow.
It still wasn't that good. So how did this really happen? What was the difference? What was the change? I met my mentor about 4 years after I started writing novels and writing fiction. And I met him at UC Irvine at a course in dialogue, which he came out from New York and taught. This was one of the most incredible experiences of my life, because this teacher had been a New York publisher for over 40 years.
Wow.
He was one of the top 4 or 5 publishers in New York for that period of time. Published books by people you've heard of.
Yeah.
Jack Higgins, people like that. But huge numbers of them. I looked on my bookshelf, and his books were on my shelf. So I took the course, and at the end of that course, we all said, what do we do now? Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to have a small seminar. 45 of us in the class, 15 get in. Send me the first 3 pages and I'll tell you if you're in or out. And I got in.
Wow. That's like one of those choice points, you know, opportunities that you look back on for years to come.
It really is, because I could have said, gee, there's no way I'm getting into this thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what a difference that would have made?
Wow.
Because I sat every winter for 10 weeks 3 hours on Monday night in Saul Stein's living room, learning writing deeply. We went into not just how to create characters, but the real details behind what makes them powerful and emotional. We learned how to create suspense. We learned how to transfer nonfiction to fiction, or fiction writing to nonfiction writing. We learned storytelling techniques. I wrote 2 novels during that session. He edited them. One of them was in a tape series called Stein on Writing.
Wow.
Talking about how to do it right. So I had that mentor who taught me what I needed to know to become the writer I am today. And a few years later, I joined Professional Coaches and Mentors, and the day, I think a year after I joined, John Hall, one of my good friends, who's actually a co-author of the ADAPT book, said, we should do a book for PCMA. Now, if I hadn't studied with Saul Stein and hadn't decided that I was going to be a writing coach, I would not have raised my hand and said, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I did. I raised
my hand. It
helped
you establish your identity and your confidence.
Well, what I did was, you see, over the course of writing all those novels and getting good at it, I knew the writing skills and I knew the editing skills. I knew I had them. It was a matter of finding out where to apply them. So when this book came along, I said, I'll do it, partly because I wanted to learn how to do it. And the best way to learn how to do it for me is to actually do it. So I accepted the assignment, got 35 articles. We pulled together a 270-page book on executive coaching styles, procedures, a really powerful publication, and much better than most of the so-called wisdom books you get out of organizations, because I edited it to quality.
Yes.
I edited it so that it was good enough to be in college coaching courses.
Wow.
As a textbook.
It's not just about having the physical book to show people. It is really about it being quality, isn't it?
Exactly, it is. It's about the impression you make. And that's the difference that I bring to the clients I work with. And I don't work with that many of them because it's time-consuming, and I really want to make their books good. So that's the way most really good publishers will do. They'll work with a small number of clients. And you know, occasionally I'll do some things with other people on a more limited basis. But that's basically how I got to where I am as far as writing books. I experienced it, I did it, I did the coaching book. We took that to the first PCMA conference after I published it, and it sold more copies than any other book has ever sold at a PCMA conference.
Wow.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing.
So wow, what a great story.
Yeah, that's how I got there.
That's a great story. So this has been one of the most popular teleclasses in the Conscious Marketing Community series that I've ever seen. And so obviously there's a lot of interest in this topic. But in your opinion, why should people write books?
There is a lot of interest because a lot of people say, I've got a book in me.
Yes.
Or, gee, I'd love to do one someday. But they haven't thought of two or three or four things that they really need to think through before doing it. And that is, why do I really want to write a book? What's it going to do for me, to me? What's the time involved? All of that. And, you know, what's the result? So why should somebody write a book? Number one is that it creates perceived expertise in your market.
Okay.
It sets you above the others. If you have, say you're a life coach, and there's a lot of them, there's thousands of them, and they walk around saying, yeah, I'm a life coach, I coach this, I coach that, I coach this. But how do you choose one? How do you figure out who's really good? The book will tell people whether you're good or not. The book will say, hey, this person wrote the book on the subject. These other guys didn't. So I'm going to talk to this person. It's the perceived expertise setting you apart in your market, and it's critical in today's market because what's happening? We have far more people chasing far fewer clients.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the client? The expert. As a part of creating expertise, it attracts clients. It gets your ideas out there. A lot of people want to write a book just to make money. That's not the proper motivation because of a very simple fact of life. 95% of all books published don't make any money. It's just that's just the way it goes, and that's the commercial published one. That doesn't even take into account all the others that are out there.
I know, with the popularity of self-publishing and all that, there's so many books out there now.
Exactly. There's so many books out there, and you have to decide why you're doing it, and the why is usually something very specific about getting on top of your market, getting your ideas out there, making a difference in the world, and doing it by getting out, not only selling it through the web, through speaking and all of that sort of thing. And people don't realize this, and they have to have coaching around the process of deciding what to do, what to write, what to make. And when I was looking at, you know, my book program, it's like 5 or 10 people a year. I can't reach that many people. So I like to coach people, and I love the back and forth, and I do group coaching. So that makes a really big difference, because the ideas get out there easily. So forget the money, but start staring at that blank page.
Yeah, yeah. And I could see how being, like, having some kind of coaching, like those, you know, people that are listening that already work with coaches, you know, it would be great to, would you recommend they engage that coach, or at least find a coach that can kind of, you know, help them to, you know, kind of follow through with their vision?
Exactly. I would absolutely recommend that. Don't try doing it alone.
Yeah.
A lot of people try it alone, and it just doesn't work, because you don't have accountability. You don't have somebody sitting there saying, hey, this was good, or here's an idea about how to get past this, or if you're having a problem, you don't have somebody to just talk about it to.
Yeah, yeah.
And coach you through.
Yeah. Now, I know at the end of the call you're going to tell people about your coaching program, which I just think is the coolest thing for people that are really wanting to write a book. But before we get into that, can you, and I know I've called you on this personally myself, and be like, help! How do you, like, for people that have tried to get started and gotten stuck, and, you know, what are your tips for just, like, getting started or overcoming, I love writer's block. I don't even want to say that word, because I feel like if you say it, it's, like, contagious. Like, you don't want to say writer's block. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what tips do you have for getting over any fear or, you know, resistance to getting started?
Well, here's one of the, and I like the word writer's block, because it brings back the memory of Saul Stein. One of the first things he said in his class, when we all 15 of us sat down together, was, stop talking about writer's block. There is no such thing. And I'll explain why in just a moment. Essentially, writer's block is the situation where you sit down with a white piece of paper in front of you, and the paper stays white. Nothing hits paper, because your mind refuses to release any words. And one of the biggest components of writer's block is your mind is not releasing the words. So you have to train it to start releasing. There's a couple of ways to do this. One of them is, we as writers don't realize this is a profession. This is something that, you know, people work at. They redo, they rework. It's not just something you sit down and do. So they expect perfection out of those first words. Can't get perfection, can't write the words. So here is the ultimate in starting to write. Sit down at your computer. If you can't think of any words, just start hitting the keyboard. In other words, type gibberish, whatever comes out, but get your fingers moving.
Okay.
Because the very act of getting the fingers moving starts your brain moving.
Sometimes the first sentence of my article, I write an original article every month for my e-zine, and also gets published in Awareness Magazine, mm-hmm. and sometimes the first sentence, of course, this is, you know, not, doesn't show up in the final product, is,
right.
So what am I going to write today?
Exactly.
What is today's topic? And I just kind of write to myself until something starts writing.
Exactly, because you're putting your brain in gear, and it takes a few moments to do that. The biggest thing about it is, when we sit down to write, we don't know what we're going to be writing, or we're not sure we have the time to do it. I remember one of my clients, it was actually a year ago, November, was starting to write his book, and he said, this is just getting too overwhelming. I can't do it. I want to take time off till January and then start it. And I said, look, just do this. Take the very easiest chapter, the one that's out of an e-zine article or something like that that you've already written, and create that chapter and send it to me by Monday. Just do that. It's easy. And he did it, and he said, now, wait a minute, that wasn't so hard. And
yeah.
The wild part is, he did that. Next Monday, I got another one. The next week, I got two chapters. by January, when he was planning to start, he was done.
Wow.
All because I coached him into doing it. If he hadn't had that coaching, it wouldn't have worked.
Mm-hmm.
So why isn't there writer's block? It's, as Saul said, it's because of one of two things. You don't know your subject well enough, or in fiction, you don't know your character well enough. You can't write about it because you don't know what it's going to do. You can't write what the character will do next because you don't know what they would do next. The subject, you haven't thought through what you're doing, what you're writing about, well enough to start. And we'll cover that shortly, but I know a lot of you are looking for answers to getting your book done. And I will put this out really carefully. It's hard work. You need the accountability, either a coach, a writer's group, something that keeps you going. Because if you have a deadline, if somebody expects you to have something ready, say next Monday, and you don't do it and you have to answer to them, you're more likely to do it. It's just that simple. You have to have the resources. And you have to have constant reminders of how you do it. You have to have somebody saying, okay, remember that outlining thing? Let's show you how to do it again. You remember all of that about the words you use and don't use? We're going to talk about it again. And that is, it's ongoing and constant. And you have to find it someplace, because working alone just doesn't cut it.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to that. You know, and I have lots of coaches and things. I'm also coaches. And, you know, and I'm part of Lee's protege program, which I'll tell you about later. And sometimes, even if I can't make the call, just getting your email reminder about the call kind of prods me along, you know, because, you know, I think the most frustrating thing for people that want to write a book is that you feel like you have something to say and you have no voice, you know, you have no avenue or voice to say it. So I'm so excited to be talking about this, because I think there's so many people out there that have really important things that need to be said that aren't saying them. And I'll just say this as a side note, if you think that, well, I shouldn't write about that because there's X, Y, and Z book about it, or I saw this other book about it, one of my mentors said to me years ago, you know, don't worry if somebody's already written the book. Some people need to hear the same thing 10 times before they get it. And it totally resonated with me. Right. And it really gave me permission that even if I started comparing myself to somebody else, that I knew that I had my own, you know, unique voice for saying it. So I'm just so excited. Yeah.
That's absolutely the truth.
So do you have a procedure for deciding what will be in your book before you get started, since you said that that was so important?
Yes, I do. I think, you see, if you already know what's going to be in the book, it's not as hard to write it. If you have it outlined, if you have it sitting in front of you, so you know section here, story here, story here, you're going to do a much better job of actually getting it written. So here's, in a nutshell, what I coach people through. And in my big publishing program, I actually do this day by day, week by week, over the phone, but you have to pay some money for that.
So you're giving us hot tips here.
Yes, these are hot tips. So the first thing you do is you decide the theme of your book, and this is kind of the overall message you want to get across. What is it that you know that you want to impart to somebody else? And you're not looking at content, you're not looking at anything right now, but you're looking at what do I want to get across? What is it that I can make a difference in people's lives on? And when you have that overarching thematic item, then you do a very specific procedure. You first decide, who is my target audience?
Who now, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, who am I writing to? Mm-hmm. Think about that. You can't write something if you don't know who you're writing to. You can't talk with somebody if you don't know who you're talking to. So who am I writing to? What's my audience? And in many cases, your audience will also be your potential client.
Yes.
Your ideal client.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And I find that, too, that people don't know how they freeze when they go to write marketing materials, because they're not deciding who they're talking to, who their ideal client is. They're trying to please everyone.
Exactly. And the next thing you look at is, where are most of those people who are my target now. What do they believe? What are they doing? What are their blocks? What are their problems? What do they want to accomplish? So you look at where you're entering the book. Your first chapter is where your people are. That's where your crowd is, the people you're trying to reach. Then you ask yourself, where do I want to take them? What's the end result I want them to have? Where do we finish? And that's where the end of the book is. So you're taking them on a journey from where they are to where you want them to be. Now, that may not be 100%. That may not be taking somebody from making one sale a week to becoming a billionaire.
Right.
But it may take them from making one sale a week to doing 100,000 a year. Or it may take them from selling 10 books to selling 500, or it may take them from, you know, whatever it is your subject is, eating health more healthily as opposed to what you're doing now. So you look, the end is where are they going to be when you're finished? So what's in the middle of the book? It's all the steps they need to take to get from that beginning to that end.
That's great.
So all
That's
of a sudden,
so easy.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, now what you're doing is you're looking at your own knowledge and you're saying, what are the steps it takes to get there? Maybe 5 or 10 steps. Those become chapters.
Mm.
And for each of those steps, you then say, what examples do I need to illustrate those steps? In other words, you give the information, then you show somebody who's done it. What
right.
stories do I need to illustrate them?
Right.
Because
right, and we all have stories.
Yeah.
Too, and in terms of marketing, it's your testimonials. It's it's your case studies, your success stories.
So your book is full of testimonials in one sense.
Yeah.
And it's full of your own experiences. You have to be in the book. You have to put your stuff in the book.
Yeah.
Like you said, you have your own personal take on this. So you have to be there. You have to be present.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot to mention this, but I have a book where I wrote, it's a compilation type book like the one you're mentioning from PCMA.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a chapter in a book with 40 other women authors called Inspiration to Realization. And my chapter is on using your intuition in your business, and the whole thing is a story about me, you know, meeting somebody who was eventually going to have a big part in my business, and I didn't really know anything about it, and I just kind of went with my gut. But it was like the whole thing was just kind of, you know, telling something that I experienced, and it just sort of, you know, was easy to write about because it was just writing about what I experienced.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's what the best books are. If you go back and you look at the books that really had power, that you really got a lot out of, go back and look at them, and you'll find that they're filled with stories, they're filled with the author, they're filled with how the author learned what he or she learned, and they're exciting, interesting, and they draw you through. There's a lot of techniques involved here that I can't even get into in this hour, because it's just, some of them I talk for an hour on, just on one technique.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things like that, but you have to be able to draw people through your book, and that's where the fictional techniques come in. But the outline is crucial. The outline is where you actually see what you're going to be doing and how it holds together, how it fits.
Can you repeat it just quickly the components of the outline for people that want to write it down?
Yeah, get yourself, find out what your theme is. What is the overarching thing that you want to share? Find out where your audience is, who your target market is, and where they are right now. That's where you start.
Okay.
Take them where you go to the end, figure out where you want them to be finished. At the end of the book, what do they want, what information do they have, and what skills do they have?
Great.
Then in between, you take the steps that will get them there. And those are your chapters.
Great.
Yeah.
That is great.
And then you can start writing, and you'll never have writer's block because you always know what's coming next.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, too, sometimes writer's block is just about taking breaks and not putting so much pressure on yourself. And it's like some of those good self-management tools, you know, like knowing what – do you think, like, knowing what time of day is a good day to write and those kinds of things are important?
Absolutely. And beyond even knowing what time of day to write –
For you.
For you, is knowing what that is and then scheduling yourself to write them.
Yes. That has been so critical for me with my article. I've had this the column in Awareness Magazine for about 5 years, and I always, first thing in the morning, the third Wednesday every other month, that's when I write my article. And I don't even open up email because it just dissipates my energy, my creative energy. So that's what works for me.
Exactly. And you say that at 10 to 12 you're going to write, whatever the hours are. Close the door, turn off the phone, turn off the email, throw the cat and dog out. Whatever it is you're doing, clear your space, just like you would for a phone call or a client call or a client meeting, because you are having a client meeting.
Music helps me too. That's just my own personal, music without words, like classical music and stuff like that helps me too.
Exactly.
So, Lee, how important is quality? And I want to ask you this because I just feel like there is so many people out there that are teaching, first it was write your book in, 30 days, and now, I think it's like 30 minutes or something. I feel like it's getting a little crazy out there. And so talk to us a little bit about quality.
Well, it is getting really crazy because a lot of people are catering to the, I don't have time, I got to get it done now, and just let me throw it out here and get something out. And I think that one of the most important things you can do, this doesn't mean that you take 10 years to write your book.
Right.
This doesn't mean that at all. But I think it's very important that you put as much quality into it as you can because of several reasons. First of all, it's your public face. It is you to your customer, to your reader. They don't have any other way of knowing who and what you are. So if you're, for instance, writing a book about how to be an author, and your book has errors, it has sentences that don't work, it has paragraphs that don't work, it's missing organization, how credible are you?
Yeah.
Because people judge you by that book.
Yeah.
They judge you by what you do, not what you say. And this is elementary, even from child raising. You tell a kid to do something or not to do something, but if you do it, they'll do it.
Yeah.
So if you put out a book that's bad, they will hate it. I love the example, for instance, in the car business. Remember back in the 80s or 90s when Yugoslavia put out a cheap car called the Yugo?
Yeah.
Now, it was cheap. And people went out and bought it, and then the thing kept falling apart on them. Well, what happened? It wasn't that it was cheap, it was it fell apart, so it wasn't any good, and people started making jokes, and the market went away. So you have to put out, if they put out a good face, if they put out a good car, then guess what? It would have sold. And the same is true of your book.
Yeah.
This reminds me of Scott Hunter, who is a good friend of mine. He had written a book a number of years back and was redoing it to update it. And it actually had it professionally edited. So he thought it was already pretty decent and just said, Lee, would you take a quick look at it? Well, I did. And when I sent it back to him, I had probably 5 to 15 edits on every page almost.
Wow.
Just things that could be cleaned up, made better, made more readable. And when he got over the shock opening that email, he said, you know what, that really made the book so much better. It made it so much more powerful. Just by having that one extra edit, that one extra look through. And this is true of anybody. Quality is key.
Mm-hmm.
Have it edited. Find a good editor. Do it. Because if you don't, you're just going to have a mess.
Right. And it kind of reminds me, too, I love how there's all these parallels to marketing materials because I know when people have a website or brochure that they don't really, there's inside of them, they know that it's not the best it could be, and not even design, but they know, the words aren't quite me, it's not quite conveying what I want it to convey, and sometimes even they give me things and they kind of apologize for them, as they're giving them to me. But
right.
I know that comes across to potential clients. Even if they don't technically know, oh, she doesn't have any benefits in here, they don't know the technical reasons why it doesn't resonate with them, but it just doesn't. There's a disconnect between the person that it's representing and the person that they're trying to speak to. And don't you think it's the same with the book?
Of course it is. Absolutely, yeah. Because there are certain expectations, and people don't know what's wrong or what's right with it. I have a lot of people who say, gee, what did I do wrong? And I give them three words, and they say, wow. But they can't figure it out, and your reader can't figure it out, but they know something's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to jump to the self-publishing, commercial publishing, and I mean on-demand publishing, and there's all these options. One of my coaching clients is working on, she's like, Lisa, I don't even, I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay. There are, when you get down to it, really three kinds of publishing. And one of them is pretty much going away because of the self-publishing boom. But there's commercial publishing, which is the New York publisher that you get an agent, and you get a publisher, and you get a royalty, and they supposedly market your book and sell your book.
Supposedly is a key word.
Supposedly is a key word. There is vanity publishing, which used to be a big deal, where you paid $30,000 to get 5 books.
Wow.
Or 100 books that you put in your garage because they didn't do anything, they didn't edit, they didn't do anything with it. And that business is kind of dying off because it's become easier, and there are a lot more professionals out there that help you do it right for a whole lot less. The third kind is what we call self-publishing, and that is essentially you take on the risk rather than the publishing company taking on the risk. So you write it, you edit it, you get it printed, and you market it. And those are the overall differences. Now, let's talk about, and each one actually has costs. We think commercial publishing, oh, that's free. Because the publisher does everything.
Right.
Well, it's not.
Okay.
So commercial publishing, first of all, you have to go through an agent who decides whether or not they want to represent you or not. And the agent, this is a horrifying statistic, but it's true. The agents normally reject between 99 and 99.5% of all submissions.
Wow.
Yeah. Very tough to get an agent. They might take 2 or 3 or 4 new clients a year. Maybe they work with 20 or 25 authors at a time, the really good ones. So just getting past the agent is hard. And then the agent has to sell it to the publisher, who knocks out probably another 25% or so, because the publishers use the agents as screening. Now, what happens when you get your book published if somebody actually accepts it? Well, first of all, it goes into a bookstore. The bookstore takes 40% off the top. That's their profit, their costs, everything. The publishing company takes a chunk.
Mm-hmm.
The distributor takes a chunk. Some of it goes to sales and marketing. And by the time you're done, you get maybe $1 to $2 a book on a $25 book. And that goes through your agent, who takes another 15%.
That's depressing.
So, and here's the worst part. Most of the books are not marketed. The publishing companies don't spend that much money on it. They'll put it in their catalog, and they'll put it on the distributor lists, but they don't have the money to spend to put full-page ads in the New York Times book review. That's reserved for the big mega bestsellers. So you get very little marketing. You have to market yourself anyway. And one of the things they want is a platform. Do you go out and speak? Do you have a doctorate? Do you have stuff like this? How can you market it? So that's what the commercial publishers look for. You're doing a lot with them that you do with your own publishing anyway.
Okay.
So the self-publishing, now here's the downfall of a lot of self-publishers. They think, oh, I know how to do it. I can do it myself.
It's kind of like trying to sell your own house.
That's where you get junk. So they don't know anything about design. They don't know anything about writing. They don't know anything about cover design. They don't know anything about marketing. They they don't know the publishing process. They get into some of these programs that will cost you a good chunk of money, and you give up a lot of control. So what you really want to do in the self-publishing process is you write it, get somebody really good to look at it, to edit it, to design it, whether that's one person or two or three. And then you figure out your marketing plan. Are you going to speak? Are you going to put it on the internet? Are you going to use articles? Are you, whatever it is you're going to use to publicize your book. Put it on Amazon. Put it on BarnesandNoble.com. Put it on all of that sort of thing. But what you'll find is that you have the control. Your book will cost between $3 and $5 a copy. You sell it for $15 to $25. And guess who keeps the profit? You do.
We do.
Yeah. And here's the other downfall of commercial publishing. If your book doesn't sell, and 95% don't, guess where the book ends up? The bookstore says, I can't sell these books. They ship them back to the publisher. The publisher cuts them up and pulps them. And you go out of print. If you want to publish more of your books, you have to buy the rights back. So you've probably gone through this whole long process and ended up with nothing.
So do we conclude that you recommend self-publishing?
Well, let's put it this way. I recommend that, depending on your subject, self-publishing can work very well.
Okay.
If you end up with a book that you've self-published and it sells a lot of copies, go commercial, because it'll be easy to sell the book. The publishers will love it because they know it'll sell, and they'll put themselves behind it.
So you start on your own, and you kind of prove yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you really want to go the commercial publishing route, you have to cultivate the agents, you have to go to writers' conferences, meet people, talk about your project, find the one that's best for it, make them fall in love with it. If they fall in love with it, they'll buy it.
Okay.
Or if you find an editor and you get the editor to say, hey, I would love to do it, then you go to an agent and you say, I've got an editor, I've got a publisher. They say, give me the book, we'll take care of it for you.
Okay.
So there's a lot of ways to do it, but it's just that the chances and the timeline are so long.
Okay. Anything more you want to say about that?
Well, one thing that I would like to say is that, again, no matter what you're doing here, it's very important that you know the skills. And you can read a book, but the best way to do it is to get one-on-one help. And I remember I did a copywriting course. You see, I do a lot of these courses, too, because I want to keep learning. And one of the most important things they did was include a mentoring segment. They included the ability to submit stuff and get comment on it, or submit questions and get comment on it. And that is so critical to this whole process of writing your book. If you don't do that, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, and I realized that, too. I added that as in part of my Stand Out and Be Juicy program, having that email support, because it's what keeps people from moving forward. If they have a question or they're not sure they're doing it right and they don't have any way to get feedback, you know, they get stuck.
Exactly. And you can get feedback from people who don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And that does you no good at all.
Yeah.
So you need the powerful formula for writing. And if you can get it this way, you can keep doing it and doing it. But first you have to learn it, and you have to get the coaching through the process to learn it.
Okay. So I think we have time for a couple more things. So we have our book. Now what?
We have our book. It's sitting in boxes in the garage. Maybe you have 100 copies. Maybe
I got two more boxes in my books.
Yeah.
But that's from like six, so.
Exactly. So now you have the boxes. You're very proud of it. You have a copy on your shelf. What do you do now? Well, you see, a lot of people self-publish their book and they expect they're going to make a bundle. They say, well, it's going to sell. I'm going to sell lots of copies of this book. First of all, remember back to why anyone should write a book. Why did we talk about that first? Because what we said then was, yes, the book can sell, but the key thing you need to do with the book is use it as the marketing tool. This is your business card. Imagine you walk into a client, potential client. Your competitor hands them a card and a flyer. You hand them a book. Who's more likely to get the job?
Yeah.
Just think about that. So you want it to get it into the hands of people who will buy your services. Mm-hmm. I remember one coach or consultant said, I wrote a book. Maybe I sold 200 in the lifetime of the book. But I gave away thousands of them.
Yes, I love giving away my book. It's just a great tool.
And he said it brought me millions of dollars.
Yeah. So yeah, I use it when I speak. This is just a total side note. But when I speak, you know, those of you who heard me speak, I always, you know, share my products and my programs and things. And now I give away the book to, like, the first five people who, you know, sign up. And what a great – and people love to get a book signed, and it's a great incentive for people.
It's a great bonus.
Yeah.
You, in fact, if you want to go out and speak, there's a two-edged sword here. You can use the book to get speaking engagements,
mm-hmm.
but then once you've got the speaking engagement, you can sell the book.
Yeah.
So you can end up, and not only that, you can get an engagement at an association, and sometimes they'll buy a copy of the book for everybody in the audience.
Wow, that would be great, yeah.
Yeah. So you can end up selling thousands of books with about five sales pitches.
Great.
You also can put it on the internet, Amazon, your website, stores, places like that where you get visibility. And at the end of your email, you can say author of and have a link to your book. That just establishes your credibility. Use it for credibility building. And yes, you can sell copies. Sometimes they'll take off. But the whole idea is not to sell copies, but to market yourself. It's to get you out there as an expert in your field so that you can get the clients that other people are getting now. That's what we want you to do with the book, because that is the power of writing. That is the power of speaking. It puts you above everybody else. So what do you do with the book? You use it to build your business.
Great.
In all areas.
That is great. I'm so excited. I'm more excited about now that I have my book. But I know I have another one in me, as they say, with all my articles and stuff I've written. So we'll talk about that later, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we will. We'll do another one on that one.
Okay, great. So so you mentioned that you only work with a few people to really, you know, one-on-one to help them publish their books. But I know you have this project program because I'm a part of it. So can you let everyone listening know, like, if they want to get more input from you or coaching from you, what the options are?
Yeah, I will. It's fairly simple. I do two major programs, and one of them, as we mentioned, is the book publishing. For people who are ready to do that, I need to talk one-on-one because I don't take everybody. I don't have the time to do everybody, but I really want to take good projects that people are going to work on and just shepherd them through it. So I do that, and it's an expensive program. It costs some money. But when I was looking at how many people I was able to reach, which is like 5 or 10 a year, that's not enough. And I thought, what can I do to reach more people?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I came up with the idea of the Protégé program. Because, you see, if I can talk to more than one person at once, I can share these ideas and get them out there and reach a lot of people and help a lot of people.
Yeah, and we also have each other, which I love. There's sort of this camaraderie of we're on this mission together to write our books.
There is, exactly. And then I looked at it and I said, now, I could sit here and lecture people for an hour and hang up. But I wanted to do it differently, and I actually took this model from a mentor of mine. See, there's the mentorship again. You get ideas. So what I do is give a half an hour of content. I'll talk about a major aspect of book writing, publishing, regular writing, anything of that sort. We talked about a number of the items. A lot of the things we talked about for 5 minutes, I have half-hour expositions on the website now with a lot of detail and a lot of information. So we talk for half an hour, and then I open it up. And I take questions, and I coach people. Whoever's on the call who speaks up and says, hey, I have a question, they get coaching personally. No extra charge.
Great. So how often are the calls again?
Once a week.
Oh, that's right.
We do it.
You know, because most programs like this are like once a month.
Exactly.
And so 4 calls a month generally.
4 calls a month for a full hour. You get me personally on the line. And you actually do have the ability, because I leave the line open, you have the ability to say something and to actually ask a question.
Okay.
It's like you had me as a private coach, but you're not paying for it.
Right.
And how does this work? I would charge about $250 an hour for private coaching. That's like $12,000 or $13,000 a year you would have to pay in order to get me for an hour. And it would be worth every penny of it. But in that way, I can't reach that many people. If I have 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 people on the line, I can reach a lot of you very quickly, very easily, for the same amount of time, and a lot of more people get the benefit. So that's why I created the Protégé program.
And okay. So since I promised free stuff, what could we do for the people on this call?
Well, what can we do? Let me explain. I'm going to give you a little extra bonus for signing up. Here's how it works. I have the weekly teleseminar program, and you can join that program right now on my website for $47 a month. Now, why is it so inexpensive, you think? It's because I can talk to a lot of you, and it's because I really do have a passion for coaching people. I love it. It's fun. And I really like to see people learning and actually producing. So I decided to take this hour and talk to as many people as I could and keep the cost down so that you can get on and learn and get it now. I also have, and this is great, I also have an archive of all the calls on a secure website.
Oh, great. And this is like by topic. So like if we have a question about, you know, how to use stories or...
If you want to go back and look at the outlining thing again, you go look at the calls and find the one on outlining and listen to it.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So it's all there. And you can download them. You can do anything you want with it. And I give you a free month at the beginning for you to actually test it out, see if it's for you. You don't get charged until the end of that month.
That's awesome. So you have four calls for free pretty much.
Yeah, you get 4 calls for free and access to the site.
And you record them, right?
I know. I record every one.
Yeah, because I think I usually listen to the recordings.
I record it. You record the coaching. I record everything because everything on there is of value. So you get access to everything. The calls, all the past calls. The
pretty
coaching.
No risk.
No risk. No risk, because you can say, hey, just send me an email saying, hey, this isn't for me. I had one person actually do that, but she said, can I buy hours of your time?
No.
But they pay for it.
Yeah.
They pay for it. But if you want to learn the skills of writing and you want to learn the powerful ways to use stories, to use suspense, to use characterization, to use the things that keep people reading, that make your book powerful and make your book something that will sell people on you, you need this information. And you need it. I can't think of another place where you're going to get it, because too many of the other programs don't teach you. They just take your words and make it happen, and you learn nothing. So the idea here is to teach you how to do it and to teach you in a way that you can use it powerfully by yourself and for the rest of your life, for the rest of your books.
Great.
That's what we're doing. Now, I'm going to throw in one more thing, because this is something that I usually don't give away. Very occasionally I will. I have a book called 57 Steps to Better Writing, which is basically a personal look at the writing and publishing business. But it covers fiction, nonfiction, how to get started, where to go, how to market in very not large but potent vignettes and comments that have come from my experience. And I'm going to give everybody who signs up for the program a free e-copy of that book. It's an e-book.
Okay, wow. So is there a deadline for that? Like they need to sign up by a certain time?
Yeah, I'd like to. Let's do this. Sign up tonight. You don't risk anything. You're not putting any money out. When you go there, you'll see a $0 credit to your card. Nothing will be charged for a month. You'll get the book. If you decide it's not for you, keep the book. You can download the tapes. And you lose nothing. All you gain is information, and you gain power. So,
Lee, that's really generous. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for not making me a liar about the free stuff.
There's a lot of free stuff. But I ask you this. If you really want to succeed, if you really want to write that book, and you want to take the steps necessary to do it, now's the time to take action. Now's the time to learn how to do it right.
So where do they go? I forgot. We didn't say that.
No, we haven't said where they go. Go to www.leepound.com. That's leepound.com/protégéprogramme. .htm. It's protégéprogramme, all lowercase.
Okay.
Go there, you'll see all of the details on the program. There's a long list of what you get, what you'll learn, how it works.
Awesome.
You'll see what other people say about what I do. And click the button and sign up.
Okay.
There's absolutely no risk, and I'd love to have you on the call.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's such a great offer. So we're at the top of the hour, so I just want to thank everybody for joining us. I see I have a few emails that have already come in requesting that free 20-minute laser marketing strategy session, but I still have a couple spots open. So again, my email is lisa@consciousmarketing.com. Send me an email making that request. Mark the calendars for next month. It's actually only 3 weeks away because I had to take Jill where I could get her. So it's February 12th. Jill, author of Guerrilla Publicity, and leepound.com/protégéprogramme.htm to get 30 days of his protégé program for free. That's 4 calls plus the book. That is just awesome.